Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Audio Network. This show is raw and unfiltered, and your host with the most is the one and only Wayne Allen Root. Although Wayne is not here tonight, you've got yours truly, Lee Elsie, the entire 3 hours. Find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. Christopher is down in Dallas, Texas. Yes, he is pushing the buttons. He is spinning the dials. He is making everything go. Without him, you would hear nothing but static. Welcome aboard for the broadcast. 3 hours. Lindell TV will join us at the top of next hour. I want to get deep and philosophical with you to open up today. We're only on this planet, on this plane, for essentially a blink of an eye in the big picture. 100 years from now. 100 years from now, just 100 years, which is nothing, instant. Everything that you love, your house, your car, everything you own, your whole life, will be gone. Someone else will be living in your house. Someone else will be in your bedroom, in your den. Someone you never knew, someone you never met. They'll have their kids in your house, your kids, and your probably your kids' kids, your grandkids in 100 years. They'll all be gone. Everything that ever meant anything to you, all of your possessions, all of your pictures, all of your stuff, scrapbooks, family albums if you're old enough, will be scattered to the wind. Your most cherished memories will be gone in just 100 years. There'll be new photographs hanging on the wall, new countertops in the kitchen, new cupboards in the kitchen and bathroom. Everything will be different. Your house will no longer be your house. Those pavers that you put down a couple of summers ago, new owners will tear those up, plant grass, plant flowers. Everything you have ever done, everything that makes you you, will become a memory in 100 years. We all think that we're the center of the universe. We all think that the earth was created for our amusement. We are nothing more than passing shadows that fade literally into that nothingness. The world was here for billions of years. Then we came, and the world will be here for billions of more years. In fact, billions of people have come before you, and if we're lucky and don't kill each other, hundreds of billions of people will come after you. And their fate will be the same as yours, dust to dust. So, in that instant, when I was frozen, literally frozen in time yesterday, thinking about everything. For whatever reason, I was overwhelmed with the sense of happiness. I don't know why. In that moment, I loved everything about life. And it was just, boom, hit me like a stroke. Hit me like a bolt of lightning. Reflecting on everything, on anything, I couldn't help but feel lucky that I was given this life. I mean, it's an incalculable number. The things that have to happen in order for you to be you and in order for me to be me behind this microphone today. Incalculable odds. My mother, my father had to meet, actually fall in love, and voila, here I am. And then, through this winding road that is life, the twists and turns that come, they deliver me to this spot in time, this spot in history. It all could be so different. It all could be very different. I think sometimes we forget that there is immense wonder around you every single day. Beauty, amazement, a sunrise, a sunset, looking at the moon. These are all things that are amazing. Laying down in a field, playing with your dog, throwing your kid up in the air. You're lucky to have these precious years. It's not a burden. It's an absolute gift. Now, it's not my place to tell you how to live. And I'm the worst of the worst when it comes to do as I say, not as I do. But if you just realize just being here is a gift. Now, if you want to say it's a gift from an alien life form that seeded this planet, the Greek gods, or God Almighty himself, whatever it is that you believe in, whatever it is that got you to this date in history, it is still an amazing gift. I couldn't help but think about that yesterday. In just absolute complete clarity. I'm sure in a couple of days, go back to the same old grind. But for whatever reason, I feel okay today. And you should feel okay. Sometimes we put too much of a burden on ourselves and forget that it's unfortunately just over too quickly. You get to the age of most of us that are listening to us right now, and you know we're on the other side. Not many of us are going to live more than what we've already lived. If I could convey one thing to you today, before we get into the politics, and we'll have plenty of time to talk about that, just you know, thinking that we're spinning on this blue marble in the middle of nowhere, right? The perfect distance from the sun, the perfect distance from the moon, the perfect amount of oxygen, the perfect amount of crap. It's a miraculous chain of events that have led us to this spot in history. And it's a lot to think about, right? When you think about, well, you're going to be gone someday. It's hard to rationalize that. All the things that you're going to miss, right? Even the things that people that came before you, all the things that they missed. If you have a grandparent, you have grandparents. Everybody has grandparents. But think about the things that they missed. And their grandparents' grandparents who probably went to the store either walking on a horseback or certainly on a bicycle. And I guess the crux of it is what we've talked about before. Even your fourth generation, your great-great-grandparents, you don't know their name. I could put a $1 million briefcase in front of you. You wouldn't know who they are. Even your most strongest bonds, even your family, your blood, forget you. So I guess to a certain extent, you got to live in the moment and realize that it's only here for that proverbial blink, and then poof, it's gone. And this is not me trying to bring y'all down. This is just the way it is. I can't get over that idea, that thought, that no matter what your impact is in your life, like whatever it is that you do, very few people are remembered decades down the road. right? Even if you're an instrumental political figure, movie star, right? A couple of generations removed from when you were a star, the people that are alive at that point in time, they don't know who you are. Like the biggest stars in Hollywood in the 30s, nobody can name who they are. Even the 50s, 60s, right? Music maybe has a little bit more staying power, but even then, back in the days when jazz was all that it was, nobody nowadays knows any of the big bands, or very few. 100 years from now, you think anybody's going to know much about Taylor Swift, except for maybe some of her songs, and that she dated a big-time tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs? I just think that we live in this moment, and we have to take advantage of that as best we can. And that's really all we can do. And try to make the world better, a better place when we leave it than when we came into it. I think that's another hurdle, another job that we all have to try to, or we should aspire to, let's put it that way. Leave the world a better place than when we came into it. Pretty simple goal, I think, for everybody to try to achieve. All right, that does it here for our first break. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in tonight for Wayne Allen Root. This is Raw and Unfiltered. You can email me along the way, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. We read them all. We try to return as many as we possibly can. Stick around. We have a great guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk to Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller. All that and much, much more. Keep it right here on the USA Audio Network.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, I'm talking funny.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, and it is MyPillow, Mike Lindell's company, because you should be spending your money with patriotic companies, with great patriots, great conservatives, brave men. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WAR. It's that simple. And you save up to 66% on everything you buy, from slippers, my slippers, to my pillows and my pillow mattress tops and my pillow towel sets, my pillow bed sheets, my pillow beach towels, my pillow beach blankets, my pillow travel pillows, my pillow dog beds. And I'm sure if I know Mike Lindell, he's expanding by the minute to more and more products. I know he just added coffee, my coffee. So save up to 66% with everything at his store. It's the new alternative to Amazon, and it's a fantastic store. And you're giving your money to a conservative at MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WAR, Wayne Allen Root, WAR, W-A-R. Save up to 66%.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. I'm filling in again. The first hour here on this great network. Wayne will be here right after the top of the hour. Couple things, couple facts and figures you may not know about what's going on over in the Middle East. You realize that 44%, with six parties, mind you, 44% of the candidates representing Hamas were elected in Gaza. 44%. That is a landslide when you've got six parties. So when we watch what unfolds on the national nightly news, and we cringe and we're in horror at some of the blood and the absolute devastation that the Israelis are inflicting on these Palestinians, keep in mind
that they knew who they were voting for. They understood what Hamas stood for. And yet they voted them in overwhelmingly anyway. Nobody likes to see people, in particular innocent civilians, suffer, kids, women, all of that. No question about it. It's a horrific thing to watch. But make sure you understand that the monsters that paraglided in to rape women and behead children were absolute representatives to at least 44% of the people living in Gaza. And with that being said, we're sending Sidewinder missiles to Ukraine. We've got now two aircraft carriers in the Middle East. China is sending a message with their fighter jets. The United States military Marine Corps has canceled their training. Former Hamas leader calls for a day of jihad, and Israelis have actually threatened Egypt. That's just some of the headlines that you may have missed in the last week. Talk about a chaotic world, an upside-down world, a world on the brink of doomsday. And while all this is going on, Biden pledges $100 billion in foreign aid to Israel and Ukraine, $100 billion more. Do we have a money tree out behind the White House that I don't know anything about? We just don't care how much debt we get in. And this is a problem when we just throw money, bad money after good money, or good money after bad money, is because when we get in a situation where somebody really, truly is in desperate straits, we have to borrow the money ourselves to help them out. It would be like having a neighbor whose car breaks down and you're $25,000 in credit card debt, and you go and you swipe your card so your neighbor can get their car fixed. That's about what it is. So you go further into debt, they have a car to drive around in, and you're paying it off. And America seemingly does that over and over and over and over again. You may have missed this one, but a Cornell professor calls Hamas attacks exhilarating, and a Stanford professor segregated their Jewish students from each other, believe it or not. At least one good thing, one pushback, is Les Wexner, the billionaire retailer known for the brands including Victoria's Secret. He pulled his funding for Harvard University in the wake of the Hamas attacks last week because Wexner Foundation, the Jewish leadership philanthropy group, again, wasn't happy with how Harvard and the students at Harvard responded to what happened in Israel. And now he's threatening to do something similar to a couple other groups, a couple other colleges, if they don't tighten up on the hatred of Jews within their universities. We're living in an upside-down world, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm just here to talk about it. We'll take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation, an irregular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
War now.
U.S. USA News Update. President Biden announced from the White House today that humanitarian aid is set to start flowing into Gaza in the coming days. He said he has secured commitments from Israel and Egypt to open the Rafah border crossing connecting Egypt to Gaza. As part of the agreement, an initial convoy of 20 trucks carrying supplies like food, water, and medicine will be allowed to enter the Gaza Strip. The Palestinian militant group Hamas has released two U.S. hostages, family member Martin Fletcher.
Obviously a huge sigh of relief and at the same time concerned that there's so many more hostages.
Hamas cited humanitarian reasons for allowing the American mother and her daughter from Chicago to go free. The mother is in poor health. According to U.S. News and World Report, San Diego tops the list for the highest cost of living in the U.S. The distinction is determined by the Value Index, which assesses one's capacity to sustain a comfortable living in the metro area. John Schaefer, USA News.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network. He is a former lieutenant colonel in the United States Army. He's written a book called Crisis of Command. His name is Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller. Colonel, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it very much. Let's start first where folks can pick up your book and learn more about you, your website, your book, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so Stu Scheller, I was a lieutenant colonel, 17 years, thrust into the media August 26, 2021, when I made a social media video asking for accountability when I witnessed just a long list of mistakes. My senior military leaders went through a weird situation, got out. Since then, I've wrote a book. It was called Crisis of Command. You can find it on Amazon. You can get a signed copy through my website, AuthenticAmericans.com. It was a national bestseller for Wall Street Journal, USA Today. And the book just talks about my journey through 17 years in the military, Iraq, Afghanistan. Got a master's in military science and just the problems I see with America's foreign diplomacy approach. And right now I'm going to different events speaking about the need for leadership and courage in the United States.
I talk about this almost every day, the courage to be a patriot, right? So you think about what our forefathers had to endure to build this country and what they pledged to each other, their lives, their fortune, and their sacred honor. But unfortunately, not enough Americans are willing to do that nowadays, and I think that's why we see what we see on the evening news every single night, the corruption, the debauchery, everything that's happening from top to bottom in the government. So let me ask you this, a quick question. Is it savable? Can we save what has happened to us here under this administration?
Yeah, I think absolutely. You know, I'm optimistic. And so, you know, there's deeper questions there, like what are we trying to save? Can we be united? You know, when I got out, I was in the military. I was in somewhat of a bubble, and I was in the military because I thought the ideas of America, freedom, were worth fighting for, and I wasn't really political at all. You know, when I made my statements, everyone, if you read every headline, it was Lieutenant Colonel Scheller criticizes President Biden's botched Afghanistan withdrawal. I never once actually said President Biden's name. I was just so upset with the ineptitude of my senior military leaders, General McKenzie overseeing the Afghanistan withdrawal. I mean, this is another fellow Marine. And when he does congressional testimony, he says, I was just following the orders I was given. Well, that's not good enough. You know, you're put in a place to advise on military policy, and if you know it to be inept, where you can see that you're reasonably going to get people killed, thousands of Americans stranded, then you have a moral obligation, in my opinion, to stand up. So is America, you know, or can we save it? You talked about the strength and courage of our founding fathers. You know, I think back then it wasn't comfortable, and I think people over the last 250 years have gotten very comfortable. And in that comfortability, just kind of have become obedient and not willing to stand up. I mean, let's just use the military for an analogy. There's everyone in the military seems readily willing to chase the sounds of guns and give their life. But you know what? Very few of them are willing to give up their career to say something that's unpopular. And that's kind of the dichotomy in the American population right now. They may know what's worth fighting for, but when it comes to, you know, potentially job-ending situation where they have to stand up and say, hey, that's not right. That's where we've kind of gotten off track because everyone wants to be comfortable. And I do see a problem with, you know, kind of our freedom slipping away incrementally. And that's why I kind of made the comments that I did.
Let's go back to Afghanistan. If you were in charge of that operation, how would you have handled that?
Well, I mean, there's historical precedence for this. So if you go back to when President Carter was the president, there's a lot of similarities between President Carter and President Biden. President Carter wanted to get out of Korea, and there was a guy in charge called General Singlob. General Singlob was a guy that fought in World War II in Korea. They don't make general officers like him. And he told President Carter, hey, if you pull American troops out, the North Koreans and South Koreans are going to go to war with each other, and all of the investment the United States has made into Korea will be lost. President Carter said, hey, I heard you out, but this is what we're doing. General Singlob went public with his disagreement, and the public pressure caused President Carter to change course. Whereas now what we have are general officers where they know it to be wrong, and they say, hey, this thing is going to fall apart. But then once they're given the order, they just do that. Benghazi is another perfect example. I mean, General Carter Hamm was watching on TV screens Americans fighting one versus a thousand. He had multiple military options to go rescue those Americans, and he was told to stand down, and he did. And so, you know, military officers are told to follow orders unless it's immoral, unethical, or illegal. The problem is immoral or unethical is an academic debate. You know, is sending military options to save an American life immoral or unethical if you're told to stand down? And, you know, I've been doing it long enough that I know you can't just always go run to save someone without a greater cost to American lives. But the Benghazi situation, there wasn't a larger implication that had we gone and saved those Americans. To me, it was just immoral and unethical. And so we've created a military officer. And the reason those guys are like that is it's systemic. It's a promotion problem. The people that actually stand up and have moral courage wash out of the system because the senior leaders promote people that are like them and that follow orders. And so the people that are four-star generals in our military now are there because they haven't pushed back on authority, and that those are the type of people we produce. And so to me, it's a systemic problem in the military, and it is fundamentally decreasing our national power across the globe. It's weakening our positions. You can see it with Russia and Ukraine, what happened immediately after Afghanistan. And I don't think the American people fully appreciate it. You know, they're conditioned to lionize the military, to thank the military. And so these military leaders have gone unchecked with the criticism that is long overdue.
Well, how do you break this cycle? How do you break those chains? You being in the military, you would have the best vantage point to tell everybody else. So how do we get it to the point where men like you advance and the suck-up yes men don't?
Well, I think there's a lot of things you have to do. First, you know, I would clean house. I would hire a secretary of defense that is able to move a lot of those archaic generals. You know, there's historical precedents for that as well. I mean, Marshall, if you go back after World War I, cleaned house of all the complacent general officers. And that's what allowed someone like Eisenhower to ascend, which is what led to our victory in World War II. So that's step one. You've got to clean out all these archaic, complacent, obedient general officers. And then number two, so that you don't get here again, you need to change the promotion system. Right now, the promotion system is 100% subjective. You are promoted based on a officer saying, I like you the best, so I'm going to give you the top evaluation. If you made it performance-based, so I'm an F-16 pilot, I go against another F-16 pilot, the best pilot wins, and they get promoted, despite if you talk back in meetings. I'm an infantry officer, I go against another infantry officer. Right now, we just don't do that. And so I would clean house with the senior officers, and then I would move the promotion system to a performance-based system.
This is very important, what I'm going to ask you. What do you tell the people who are listening right now who are completely disenfranchised, don't know what to do? They're patriotic, but they don't even feel like their vote counts anymore. What do they do? How can they help in this struggle to bring back freedom and to bring back liberty to the United States of America?
You know what, Lee, I'm one of those people. It can absolutely be frustrating when you look at all of the problems. The one thing I'm encouraged by is a lot of these problems have existed for a while. I mean, the military ineptitude, it has occurred since World War II. We haven't won a war really since then, Korea being a stalemate, Vietnam. And so I think what's happening now is the interconnectedness of technology has allowed us to bring some of these problems to the forefront. It's much harder for our elitists to try to pull the wool over our eyes. And so I am somewhat encouraged by that, despite, you know, the pessimistic outlook that seems to permeate all of American culture right now. But I think if there's an American out there that really wants to help, whether it be military or whatever the other political issue is, I do think getting involved in politics, even on a local level, contacting your congressman, I do think that those things help. And so the one thing I would just encourage you to do is not become frustrated and overwhelmed by the problems, but just finding a small way that you can help, even if it's on the local level, to get involved. And that's why we have the representative democracy that we have, so that we can get involved and make a difference.
Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller is with us, and I won't take up much more of your time, but your book is out, Crisis of Command. You can go, I assume, on Amazon and on your website to pick this up. I look at what happens at the highest levels of government, and I scratch my head, like what's happening at the southern border, crime, fentanyl coming across the southern border, the ineptness at the top, and I can't help but ask the question, I mean, is it ineptness? Are they that stupid, or is it malicious? Are they doing this to the country purposely, or did they just not know better, in your mind?
Yeah, so this question, it can be applied in so many different ways. Is it ineptitude, or is it malicious intent? I mean, even with me, I had the Marine Corps releasing public affairs statement saying that I was suicidal and homicidal and that my command was trying to reach me, which was a lie. So you ask yourself, did someone up there do that intentionally, or was the PR arm of the Marine Corps just not talking to my chain of command? And so, like, even on the micro level, I see it play out. Afghanistan, were they that inept, or was there some other, you know, darker, nefarious reason that they were that stupid? And quite honestly, my opinion is the government never underestimate how inept they are. But the other, that is coupled with most politicians and even senior military leaders, their motives can be defined by self-interest. And so if there is self-interest there, that might overshadow what's best for the macro aggregate of people. And then you that is exacerbated by just the ineptitude of government. And it creates issues that just often are head-scratching. But, you know, again, that goes back to the pessimism that's permeating culture. Like, well, what do you do about it? I think rather than just getting frustrated, you got to get involved. I personally don't believe most people are evil. I do believe that most people, like, want to see America do well. It's just right now a lot of our leaders are driven by self-interest. And then you add that into this huge pool of just inefficiencies, and it really can create an outcome that leaves you scratching your head.
His name is Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller. His book, Crisis of Command, you can get it at all of the book outlets. Lieutenant, thank you very much. I appreciate it very much. We got to run, though. We're out of time. We'll come right back, everybody. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
And I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's fall sale. Get up to 80% off. Slippers, towels, bed sheets, mattress toppers, mattresses, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new MyPillow Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at MyStore.com. Also with the promo code ROOT at MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off on hundreds of products right now during MyPillow's fall sale. And be sure to use promo code ROOT at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code R-O-O-T.
Attention, this is a public...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
We're talking with Stephen Vucci from the Heritage Foundation here on the USA Audio Network. Stephen, we don't have a lot of time tonight. I'm running up against the top of the hour, but I wanted to ask you one important question about this war in Israel. What would it take for America and or Israel to actually target and strike these targets inside Iran?
I think given the climate around the world, you know, that's especially the anti-Israeli climate, I think it would take Iran finally lobbing their own ordnance at them, you know, some actual Iranian strike. If that happened, you know, that it wasn't a proxy, it was, you know, an Iranian missile crew shooting a missile into Israel, not necessarily a weapon of mass destruction, even just a, you know, a high explosive Scud kind of missile. I think that would result in a strike, at least by Israel, if not by us. If they did something more than that, if they used any sort of weapon of mass destruction, I think you would see a violent and very heavy response from Israel, probably supported by the United States. To be honest with you, as much as I'd love to see Iran get spanked, I hope that doesn't happen. The Iranian people, for the most part, are in the same boat as a lot of the people in Gaza. They're essentially prisoners of the regime that controls them. So using weapons of mass destruction, you'll get the, you know, the regime, but you'll get a lot of other folks too. That's not to say that Israel shouldn't do that if faced with a strike against them, but it's not something one should be cheering for. Getting rid of the Iranian regime, now I can cheer for that.
Right.
But that's not necessarily involving mass bombing and that sort of thing. So some tough decisions potentially coming down the road, Lee, for definitely for Israel and to a degree for the United States. I have a little more confidence in Bibi Netanyahu's decision-making skills than I do in President Biden's, however.
Hey, you and me both. So One more here because we're going to run out of time. Were you surprised? I was surprised seeing the number of people that took to the streets to not only celebrate but support this atrocity that happened in Israel.
Yeah, I mean, I was appalled. If they were just attacking military targets, I would still say, you know, come on, these guys are the bad guys. Israel is not sitting there systematically, you know, going in and beating people in Gaza or torturing folks. They're not doing that. They are not an apartheid state. That is a complete lie. In fact, citizens of Israel who are non-Jewish, particularly Arabs, have more rights in Israel than they do in any of the Arab states or Persian states around the Middle East. It's to say that Israel is oppressing those people, for them, their definition of oppression is that the Israelis are still breathing the oxygen there.
Right.
So I was appalled at the response. I was appalled when people were questioned that they said, oh, no, that's all a lie. That didn't really happen. It's just amazing to me that supposedly educated people, you know, can't believe their own eyes when they see women with blood all over their pants from being raped, being dragged off, dead babies. All of that has been confirmed over and over again by sources that are not exactly massively pro-Israel. But they've been confirmed. And then you still have, you know, people like the New York Times and BBC refusing to call Hamas terrorists.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're doing stuff, Lee, that was worse than stuff that ISIS did. And they won't call them terrorists. They're not soldiers, I can tell you that. They are definitely not anybody with any sort of code of honor or ethics whatsoever. Even under, you know, radical Islam, what they're doing is still horrific. But it's baffling to me that people are not just not condemning, but they are, you know, heavily supporting them. It's crazy. And we'll just have to wait to see where this goes.
Let me ask you a good question on this. I'm going to run out of time, but a lot of folks were all in about let's through Ukraine, let's demolish Russia with weapons, etc. Why wouldn't we take the same tact here? We've got, you know, entities that have gone out of their way often to commit atrocities around the globe, and maybe this is an opportunity to wipe out both Hamas and Hezbollah at the same time. Why don't we hack these guys here?
The logic is irrefutable, my friend. I think we should, particularly if we can do it by just doing logistical support, intelligence, things like that, not putting our own troops on the ground. But we'll see. There's a lot more politics in this one than even with the other.
All right, brother. Listen, hang in there. Thank you for all the great info today. Appreciate it.
All right, Lee.
That wraps it up for me, Wayne. Alan Root is waiting in the wings, and he is next. Keep it here on the USA Audio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.